Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow. It is Thursday already. Can you believe it? It's Thursday already? Like, wasn't just yesterday Monday? I mean, where are the days going? Anyway, Thursday, the 4th of April. We're at day 4 of the second quarter. Now, I've never started out a quarter when 100% cash. That's almost unheard of. But, you know, it is what it is. Everything finished up nicely in the third quarter. I couldn't believe it. Oh, but on the first quarter. Can't believe it. Oh, 21% in the first quarter alone. That is just insane. Okay? That, you know, I'm right on target. I'm actually above target for the, I'm getting closer to hitting 100% for the year. I mean, 41% for the first quarter. That's nuts. Anyway, let's just jump in, get started, get this thing under 10 minutes, and we can move on with our day. Because tomorrow, Friday, love Fridays, to actually see what's happening. Get to count my pennies, however you want to look at it. Okay, so 30 days ago today with American Eagle Outfitters, we opened up at, was at 2409. A couple of days later, we got our 30-day high at 2644. A couple of days after that, 30-day bottom on the 11th, okay, and that was 2186. Nice escalation, nice movement right up here, topped up at 2598, a little bit of pullback. That's kind of like my signal to jump on in with 3 days to the upside. That's almost perfect. Hey, we jumped in on Monday, but Tuesday and Wednesday, we pulled back a little bit, so we're sitting at 2510 at the moment. Okay, I sold off the 26s. Okay, so I got no problem taking American Eagle Outfitters into next week. AEO, we're going to have our EX date, which is the dividend, on the 11th. Not this week, but next week. It's not the hugest dividend, but, you know, we're talking about portion of the profits to the shareholders. So I'm a shareholder of American Eagle Outfitters. I got no problem whatsoever holding on to it. Collected my premium this week, so let's move on to the next one. ALB, Albemarle. ALB, Albemarle. They don't have a dividend coming up anytime soon. Okay, but that's neither here nor there. Let's take a look at the numbers. ALB, the last few days. Here's it right. There we go. 30 days ago today. Now, this is a good one. This is interesting. 30 days ago today, the 3rd of March, the 30-day high at 140.22. Very next day, this is what I tell people all the time. If you don't take your profit, the market maker will take it away from you. 30 days ago today, on the 4th of March, 30-day high, 140.22. Very next day, the market maker took it away. Hit a low of 106. Okay, 140 down to 106. That's a $36 drop overnight. Okay, it didn't drop overnight, but it dropped down, then it kept on going, hit a bottom at 106.69. Okay, 2 days later, she jumps up to a trading range between 119 and 126, goes sideways for a couple of weeks. Then we have 3 days to the upside, the 26th, 27th, the 28th. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Perfect opportunity to jump in with a position like that. Okay, Monday and Tuesday, a little bit down. Wednesday, a little bit up. So we're sitting at 128.87. Now, I got Albemarle at 131. I sold off the 131s. I'm not discounting it. I'm not saying it can't do it, but doesn't look that favorable to hit 131 today and tomorrow. But is what it is. Next on the list will be JD. Last 30 days for JD. Where are we? Here we go. 30 days ago, JD opened up at 22.79. Next day, 30-day bottom at 21.18. Now, check this out. She gaps up next day, little pullback. 2 days later, gaps up. Another day, gap up. So we got one, two, three gap ups within a week period. Okay, she kept on going. Now you get a 30-day bottom on the 5th. Okay, 21.18. 30-day top, 28.55. Okay, from there, she goes sideways for a little bit of pullback. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Like all of last week, it goes going to the upside. Okay, Monday, Tuesday, two green days in a row. Yesterday, pullback. Not really quite sure what that's going to, how it's going to affect anything. 27.96 is where I'm at. I sold off the 28s. So it could do 28 between today and tomorrow. I think so. It's within range. So it's not really out of the question. But, you know, I sold it for 45. I could buy it back for 5 cents today. That's what it's worth today, 5 cents. Okay, buy that back. Maybe sell next week's. What is next week going for? Wait, before we do that, where is JD? Isn't JD this week? It is. JD is today. 76 cents. So nobody bought it from me. So I am going to be collecting that set. Well, actually, they could. They could buy it this morning and take it away from me. But I don't see it happening, you know, because I bought it for 28 and it's sitting down at 27.27. But I don't really see it. Personally, I don't. Unless it, you know, jumps up really good. So it looks like I'm going to be collecting the dividend on JD along with that premium. We did the math last night. That's over 3% for JD this week. I got no problem with that. Okay, so after JD, what are we looking at? Macy's. Macy's is my big winner for the year so far. I mean, I've just been collecting premium after premium after premium on this thing. It's just nuts. But you know what? It's been around for over 100 years. I remember last night getting a lot of flack for it, you know, because we do that live show every night. I was on there. I got some flack from a few people. And I also got a warning. I hurt somebody's feelings last night. Oh, I feel so bad. I should be punished. Yeah. People just too soft nowadays. Anyway, 30 days ago, we opened up at 2061. Okay, 2 weeks later, we got our 30-day high at 2210. Now, from 2210, 30-day high, you got 5 days to the downside. Now, this was last week. 5 days to the downside, you hit 1908. That's a clear indication to jump on in. Because she turns around Wednesday and Thursday, 2 days to the upside. Perfect opportunity. You know, you're coming off a 30-day high. You hit a new 30-day bottom, 2 days to the upside, perfect indicator. However, not so in this case. We jumped in and she goes back down 3 more days. Okay, fine. Now, I'm kind of curious. Is the buyout deal still on the table for Macy's? Because I remember Macy's said they have no intention of buying, of selling out. And if that ever occurred, they would buy back the shares at 24. I got no problem with that. However, don't really know what's going on. So we're sitting at 1886 after making a 30-day bottom of 1880. All right, now, I got Macy's at 1988, sold off the 20s. I don't see that happening this week. Not a problem. What is Macy's looking like for next week? Up here it is right here. The 8th, the 20s are going at this moment in time for 20 cents. All right, I don't have a problem with that. Even the 21s or the 2050s. Okay. Well, we'll see how it ends up at the closing bell on Friday. I have no problem bringing Macy's into next week, even if I do have to take a smaller amount. When's the dividend coming up for Macy's? Okay. So we're going to have to look back. Okay. Not in April. Whoops. I wanted to look at May. All right, so June. Wow, we're in April. They're not going to be paying a dividend until June. That's kind of a ways away. All righty, not that big a deal. All right, back to where we were. Okay, so I don't mind holding on to Macy's. They've done good to me so far this year. All right, that being said, I'm not going to look at 3M. That's a calendar spread. That's just confusing for most people. AT&T, we all know who AT&T is. They've been around for quite a while. 30 days ago today was the 30-day bottom. Now, that was 1671. All right, so she jumps up to a trading range, was it between 17 and 1730? Goes sideways for about 3 weeks. Makes a new top yesterday. So the new high of the 30-day period is 1771, and that was yesterday. Okay, great. Okay, I jumped in at AT&T at 1775, sold the 1650s. That's way in the money. I can't see it dropping down. Yeah, that one's definitely going bye-bye. I can't possibly see AT&T dropping below 1650 in the next 2 days. That being said, that's it for that company, for that account. Okay. Jump on over to the other account. Let's open it up. Here it is. Okay. This account here, we already looked at Able Mall, JD, Macy's. We haven't looked at NYCB. NYCB. This one is 325 yesterday. That's a big jump yesterday. Now, I jumped into NYCB as a fluke. It, you know, wasn't really on my list. Somebody threw it up on the chat. We took a look at it, and the numbers just look ridiculous. Someone came in to buy it out. I'm kind of giving the new guy benefit of the doubt. Let's see what happens. You know, I'm into it at 381. It's sitting at 350. Wait a minute. It's sitting at 327. Okay. I don't see it being bought out at 350 because 350 is quite a ways away. Free money. I don't mind. Just let it sit there. Paramount. Paramount had a big day yesterday from what I understand. Okay. Last 30 days for Paramount. Here we go. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 1085. Very next day on the 5th was the low of the 30-day period, 1016. From there, she just jumps up to a trading range, goes sideways for a little bit, had a previous 30-day high on the 21st. Now, that was 1271. 2 days to pull back, 4 days to the upside. That was my cue to get in. 4 days to the upside after a 30-day pullback, my turn to get in. So jumped in on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, just went nuts. Bottom for Wednesday, yesterday, 11:32. Top, 1380. I know that doesn't sound like a big move, but it kind of is on an $11 stock. Anyway, I jumped into Paramount at 11:80, sold off to 12. So I'm going to collect an additional 20 cents on top of the 17 I collected. So that's 27 cents. Off of Paramount, and I don't have my calculator here because I'm kind of curious what that's going to actually total out to be. Okay, here we go. We got the calculator. So I jumped into Paramount at 1180. All right, so calculator. So, well, that's, oh, sorry, 37 cents. Got to get 17 cents plus 20 cents. It's 37 cents. All right, so 37. Divided by 1180, the purchase price. That's 3.1% just off of Paramount. I'll take it every day. Now, for that, it looks like we're going to bring a few of them into next week. ALB's opened up in the money. Macy's opened up in the money. Paramount is in the money. So it looks like I'll be taking JD and New York City Community Bank into next week on this account. Let's switch back over to the other one, just to be on the safe side. Where is it? Right there. There we go. All right, that being said, this is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow, take you along for the ride, so help you out with getting a higher rate of return. Now, it appears I have a bunch of money sitting here. I wonder where that came from. Y'all have a great day. Talk to you again tomorrow. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks and bring you along for the ride for that safe, secure, predictable, consistent 1% per week. It is Friday, the 5th of April. The first week of the second quarter is done and over with. Well, we got, 50 minutes left to go. Got a lot to take a look at. I have a whole bunch of stocks that are just not in the money at all. So I want to find out what's going on, what should we do, and let's progress forward. First one on the list is going to be A E O, A E O. You are the vowels. A E. Okay, anyway, here we go. Let's take a look at the last 30 days. We're already into this. So we want to go back to the 5th of March, which is right about here we go. 5th of March. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 2409. Now, 2 days later, we're at the 30-day high at 2644. 2 days later, imagine that, the 30-day bottom, 2186. Beautiful escalation from the 30-day bottom on the 11th of March. We go to the 21st, 2 days to the backside, you know, backdraft, a little bit of profit taking, but she continued to go up to the 1st of the month. And that was this Monday. That was kind of like an indication for us to jump in. So we did. What happens? 3-day pullback. Here's the turnaround. Now, we talked about this yesterday. We got a turnaround here at 2459. Now, personally, I'm into AEO at 2597. I could buy it back, but I'm not going to. Why? Well, let's take a quick look when they have their dividend coming up. AEO into the calendar. Let's bring it up to April 24. There we go. Thursday. So I get no problem whatsoever bringing this into next Thursday, next week. Next week, we're going to be looking at, now I'm into this one at 25, so I look at the 26s. I'm only going to bring in 8 cents. That makes me a little uncomfortable, but hey, here's the thing. I'm going to collect the dividend. I've already collected over 1% this week. Next week, I'm kind of hoping that's a different price because that is just ridiculous. 8 cents, really? I'll see where it opens up on Monday and then have a better idea of what I'm going to look at. I would prefer maybe do the 25 and a halves. I don't know. I have to do a little bit of math on that one. But where did he come up with 6 cents on that one? That's ridiculous. Anyway, let's go to the next one. ALB is next on the list. ALB. Now, ALB, the last 30 days. Whoa, okay. So the last 30 days, we had a 30-day top, which was just taken out away from the profits. That was the high 31 days ago. But 30 days ago, we're at 140.22. Dropped and then dropped again. Day later on the 5th, we're at the bottom at 106.69. Then from there, she recovered a little bit to a trading range between 118.70 and 127. Went sideways, had a little bit of a top up on Monday. That was our jump to get in. We had last week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because we didn't have a Friday last week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3 days to the upside. That was our indicator to jump on in. We jumped in on Monday, 2 days down, back up, then back down again. We're sitting at 123 at the moment. Able Mall, where are we with Able Mall? Okay, ALB, 131. Okay, this thing's going to expire worthless. I got $3 on it. Don't really care. What does next week look like? I might have to dollar cost average on this one. Whoops. ALB for next week. I'm at 131. Well, the premium doesn't look that bad. 130s are going for 88. The 131s. I got to open up all of them. 131s for next week. 70, 71 cents. Okay. Not going to kill me. ALB. They got the earnings coming up in May, but no dividends for ALB. Okay, it was in March. Okay, so the numbers must have been really good for us to jump into ALB on Monday. All right, so we get the earnings coming up in 3 weeks. Oh, 4 weeks. Okay, earnings come up in 4 weeks on Able Mall. I don't mind bringing it in. So I bring in, what are we looking at? The 130s. I will probably at 123. I want to see what it opens up. I'm not going to do this one at the opening on Monday. I'm going to see what it opens up at. That probably around quarter of. I would like to see where she stabilizes at quarter of 10 tomorrow. Maybe I'll do the 27 and a half, so the 130s. The 127 and a half is 166. No, I'll drop it all the way to 128. That'd still give me over 1%. Even the 129s would be at 110. Okay, not that bad, but far enough away from the reach. Okay, because I don't want to be too close to the price on Monday. So on Monday, we're going to take a look at where it opens. If it opens higher, then we'll probably go either to the 127.5 to the 130, somewhere in that area, where we're not too far away, where we get a halfway decent premium, but not close enough where it's going to jeopardize that it might get close to being in the money on Friday. Because last thing I want to do is enact rule number two, never sell at a loss. All right, next on the list, we get BITO is a different strategy, so I'm not even going to do that one. JD. All right. Last 30 days for JD. Here we go. Just coming off of a downturn of JD. Okay, 30 days ago, we opened up at 22.79. 1 day later, we got the 30-day bottom at 21.18. Gap up, pull back, gap up. Whew, nice moving. Okay, 30-day high on the 13th. That was 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, we had our 30-day high, and that was 28.55. Basically went sideways, pull back, up again. Nice little recovery. Monday, that was our clue to get in. It jumps down, goes sideways for a bit. Then we had 2 days to the upside. Nice place to jump in because we're still off that 30-day high. Monday was good. Tuesday was adequate. What happened Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? I don't know. Anyway, 26.08 at the moment. 26.08. Now I'm saying this at 27, almost 28. The 29, I got it for 29 cents. I was over 1%. Okay, sitting at 10 cents at the moment. This is going to expire worthless. Not a big deal. What are we looking at next week for JD? Next week for JD. Close out some of these. That's a little too many. Okay, go back up. Here we go. Okay, so the 28s. Yeah, they're about worthless next week. I probably go to the 27.5s next week. Okay, not too far out, but not too far in. All right, but didn't we collect the dividends on JD this week? We did. That's right, because we got over 3%, because we got the 1% for the premium beginning of the week. The dividend itself was an additional 2 weeks. I mean, 2%. So I'm up over 3% on JD this week. No problem whatsoever taking it into next week. I'm going to do a little bit of creative math. I'll probably sell it for a little bit below what I purchased it for. Reason being is if I do my dollar cost averaging and if I do some more adding the dividends and the premiums together, I still want to make sure that I have my profit with it, but I don't want to hold up the money for too long a period of time. What are we looking at for the week after? Week after 27s. Okay, 27. Okay. Not bad. Yeah, next week's 27s aren't bad. I might consider dollar cost averaging. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens on Monday, because like I always say, it comes down to what the numbers look like. All right. Next on the list is going to be Macy's. I love me some Macy's. Macy's is my big winner for the year so far. Okay, last 30 days for Macy's. Here we go. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 2061. Okay, a tiny bit of a pullback, and she runs up to the 30-day high at 2210. Now, for those of you who don't know, Macy's is a dividend king. 50 years of increased dividends. Okay, and they're over 100 years old. Now, there was a rumor a couple of weeks ago about a buyout. Macy's came out and said, no, we're not going to sell. We're going to actually, if we have to, buy back at $24 a share. I don't know what happened to that news. It must have fizzled out because we kept dropping. We got 5 days to the downside, 2 days to the upside. That was my signal to jump in because I love coming off of a 30-day high, hitting a 30-day bottom, 2 days to the upside. That's a perfect buy signal. But apparently, they weren't quite ready because we got 4 more days of downside. Today was an update. Okay, it could turn around because it's got to be a bottom somewhere. The stocks only do two things. They go up, they go down. So right now, we're not at a 30-day bottom. 30-day bottom was yesterday, and that was 18.29. Now, before that, our previous bottom back in late February was 1711. Okay, and that was a double bottom because we had it in January 18th, and then again on February 28th at that 1716. But our bottom for the year is way down here at 1056. All right, the high of the year was just, like I said, last week, 2215. Okay, so I'm okay with Macy's. Next on the list, we're going to go with AT&T. The last 30 days for AT&T. 30 days ago today was the 30-day bottom at 1671. She goes up a little bit and basically just goes sideways for about 3 weeks. Then starts to shoot up, pull back. Now, our signal to jump in was on last Friday. Thursday. Okay, jumped in on Monday, all right? And then shot up to 30-day high yesterday. That was 1788. Now, we're sitting at 1751. I'm into this at 1725. I sold the 16 and a halves. That thing's worth a buck. The only one that's actually going bye-bye this week, that one. Okay, that's it for this account here. Let's jump into the other account just to give you guys an idea of what's going on. All right, here we go. Albemarle in here, in this account, we're looking at 127.72. I sold off the 27s, ABL. On the fifth. All right, a month ago today we opened up. Whoops, I'm looking at the wrong one. ALB, not ABL. That could be confusing. ALB. All right, didn't look quite right. Fifth, there we go. Our 30-day bottom for Albemarle is 106.69. We already talked about this a little while ago. She jumps up the 30-day high on the 1st. We're sitting at 122.98. This account here, we jumped into Albemarle at 127. That's going away. Oh, well, it's not going away. That's staying with me. All right. JD, Macy's, NYCB. Let's take a quick look at that one. NYCB. 313. Okay, so a little bit lower. All right, now remember, I got into this one, NYCB, at 381. So I don't really see it going anywhere anytime soon. I sold the option at 5 cents, which is over 1%. Believe it or not, 5 cents is over 1% on a $3 stock. Okay, I can deal with it. I can even deal with selling next week's 3.5 and getting another 5 cents because it doesn't look like it's going to go up anytime soon. The new management just came in. How long is it going to take them to get comfortable and see exactly what they're going to do with the bank? I don't know. Paramount is last on the list. And then we're going to take a bunch of questions, see where we are, see what's going on with everybody else in the audience. Where we are? 5, right there. 30 days ago today was the 30-day bottom for Paramount. Now, funny thing is, look at that jump we had 2 days ago. All right, before I get into that, 30 days ago was the 30-day bottom at 1016. She goes up, pulls back, goes up, pulls back, up. A little bit of a pullback. And then she shoots up really crazy on Wednesday. Huge, unprecedented move. Okay, fine. She hits a high of 1380. What happened the very next day? Of course, there was profit taking. And then what happened today? Well, a little bit more profit taking. All right, but we're settling at 12. Where are we now? 1210 at this moment in time. Now, I jumped into Paramount at 1180. I stole the 12s. Thank you very much. This one's going to be gone. Don't really care. Thank you. All right. That being said, that's it for me and my positions. Now, next week, what do we have popping up next week? Well, not in this account. I got to look at the other one. The other account has all the good stocks in it. All the good stocks are in this account right here. All right, so what are we looking at for next week? All right, so next week is the second week of the quarter. Second week of the quarter. What are we looking at? Dividend Kings. Here we go. All right, second week of the quarter. Ooh, we have AbbVie, ABT, Hormel, Clorox. But the one I really want to look at is Lowe's. Okay, because we're going into the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. Now, I like to look at stocks 2 weeks in advance. The only dividend king 2 weeks in advance is going to be Lowe's. Lowe's, if you check my records, you will see I buy Lowe's every quarter if the numbers look right. So what are we looking at? 110? Okay, the 110 for Lowe's. Let's get quick. I'm just kind of curious. 239, I'll be looking at the 240s. Yep, look at that. The numbers work for Lowe's. That's why I love Lowe's. I buy Lowe's every quarter. All right, Lowe's is just one. Let's take a look at a couple more just quickly. That's the Dividend Kings. Let's take a look at Warren Buffett's list because we all know who Warren is. Nothing from Warren Buffett for next week. All right, the 100-year-old companies, what do we got? Clorox and Lowe's. Okay, cool. We like Clorox. We like Lowe's. What do we else? David and Champions. There we go. Clorox and Lowe's again. That can't be it. Aristocrats. Lowe's. All right, we did that one. We did that one. That one, that one, that one, that one. Lowe's again. And last but not least, we got high volume stocks. Nothing? You got to be kidding. Last but not least, one more list, and that will be it. Signet Bank. Okay, what does Signet Bank look like? Oops. Signet Bank. All right, 102, the 102. Ugh. That one works also. Gotta love it. Anyway, that's going to be a wrap-up for Friday. You guys have a great day, and we'll see you again first thing Monday morning with a whole new list. Over the weekend, we'll be looking at some more, so hopefully we'll have a nice list to choose from. But look at it this way. I don't have very much to do because I have two positions that I'm showing you guys that are going away. So I'm going to be like one more stock in one account and one more stock in another account. So my list is not that big, and Lowe's is looking good. So is Signet. All right. You guys have a great day. I'll talk to you again on Monday.